The United States is reconsidering whether to send weapons to Ukraine in its fight against Russian-backed separatists. The policy U-turn comes amid a surge of new fighting in eastern Ukraine. U.S. officials say the White House is frustrated with Moscow's continued support for rebels, despite months of international economic sanctions and the collapse of peace talks at the weekend. Washington's delayed any decision for months on providing lethal aid as it sought a diplomatic solution. But our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, says it's now an open debate.
It seems pretty clear that the Obama administration used the front page of the New York Times on Monday at least to float a trial balloon on this particular issue, with sources close to the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, who hitherto has been opposed to the idea of providing lethal assistance to Ukraine, suggesting to the newspaper that she is having a rethink on the subject and is consulting with her advisors and with outside advisors in a bid to see whether in fact it would be practical now to change direction. It seems very clear that that particular article in the newspaper was deliberately placed by the Obama administration in a bid to gauge reaction. And it should be noted that articles appeared in two other newspapers on Monday. There was an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal by a former Assistant Secretary of State David Cramer, who served in the Bush administration, and an article in The Guardian in London by the historian Timothy Garton Ash, both arguing heavily in favor of the Obama administration now doing a U-turn and providing Ukraine with the kind of lethal assistance that those two men say is now required, given Vladimir Putin's seeming determination to breathe new life into the Ukrainian conflict.
How much concern is there, though, Simon, that providing heavy weapons to Ukraine would escalate the fighting?
It's a very big issue, and critics of the Obama administration's policies towards Ukraine acknowledge that even if the administration chooses to go down the road of embracing this idea of providing lethal assistance, that doesn't necessarily resolve the crisis in Ukraine. It could only complicate matters further. Indeed, it has the potential to suck the United States into a proxy war with Russia. I mean, to all intents and purposes, that is exactly what would be happening if the United States were to provide Ukraine with the kind of lethal assistance required to withstand the onslaught from the Russian-backed separatists. But those who argue in favor of providing that assistance say, look, what is the alternative here? Vladimir Putin has responded to the U.S.-led sanctions against his government by basically doubling down and increasing the amount of assistance that he's providing to those Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. They also argue that Vladimir Putin's own foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, can no longer be trusted as a straightforward and honest interlocutor for the United States government over this. So their argument is that at this point, the Obama administration doesn't have very many choices left.
Are there any demurring voices yet in America, though, asking if we get into a proxy war with Russia, where does it end?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, on Barack Obama's immediate left, many traditionally grassroots supporters of the Democratic Party, certainly the left-leaning wing of the Democratic Party, have no stomach for the United States to be drawn into any kind of fresh military conflict, particularly one involving Ukraine. Many of those left-wing supporters on the Democratic side of the aisle have questions, indeed, for Barack Obama about the role that they say the United States may have played in fomenting difficulties in Ukraine. On the Republican side of the aisle, you have more laissez-faire figures like Senator Rand Paul, a possible presidential candidate for 2016, who's not entirely convinced of the need at this point to pursue any kind of military option inside Ukraine. But, you know, for the the backers of this move, there's a moral imperative, they argue, for the United States now to offer the Ukrainians military assistance on the basis that if the United States doesn't do it, they argue that the United States will be selling Ukraine's government and its sovereignty down a river that Vladimir Putin has turned into something of a whirlpool in his bid to peel off eastern Ukraine from the rest of the country.
That's Simon Marks in Washington.